With most cities, states, and some countries still locked down to travelers, taking a vacation in 2020 can seem close to impossible. But what about a staycation? The Mount Sequoia Center in Fayetteville is marketing special packages for locals to get away while staying close to home. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
Summer camp is in session at the Mount Sequoia Center in Fayetteville. But this year, things look a little different. Camp counselors wear face masks and lead small groups of kids also wearing face masks and socially distanced in a game near the end of the day. In March, the multi-use event and lodging center on top of Mount Sequoia in Fayetteville halted all operations because of the coronavirus, Director Emily Gentry says.
So in March, we stopped everything. We put everything on pause, and then throughout the months that followed, we looked at evaluating each and every one of our programs to see if and how we could continue to offer it.
And summer, she says, is the peak season for the center's operations.
Everything in Northwest Arkansas was needing to close down, and there were some travel bans from people from out of state. So we weren't allowed to host people from New York or any of the hot spots back in March. As things have changed, some of those restrictions have changed. But Mount Sequoia in the summers does a lot of weddings, family reunions, fairly large group gatherings. All of those have pretty much been canceled because people aren't able to gather safely in the way they used to. So that's been just a big challenge for Mount Sequoia.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson lifted restrictions for all travelers on June 15th, but tourism in the entire northwest part of the state has taken a hit. Lodging and restaurant tax revenue dropped from $2.1 million in March and April of 2019 to $1.1 million for the same period this year. And Gentry says the center has had to shift its model just to keep operating.
We're a nonprofit, and a lot of the meeting space and overnight lodgings are what help us continue to support the programs that we do. And that setup has now flipped. So since we're not doing a lot of rentals of spaces or overnight lodging, our programs are the only thing that are bringing in any sort of revenue for us. And so we're still able to be open to the public. We're still able to do things, but it's definitely been a big shift in how we've normally functioned over the past, our past history.
So now, she says, Mount Sequoia is trying to fill some of those empty rooms with locals.
The idea was to maybe attract couples or families that live in Northwest Arkansas to come up and explore Mount Sequoia and to stay with us. They can stay one or two nights. They can tag on a meal with that. They can tag on some swim time, a fire pit. Again, just trying to make it kind of a comprehensive, fun little package that can keep them busy all weekend.
The staycation packages, which range from $475 for a family of four to $225 for a guest room, offer people a taste of a vacation without the risk of travel.
We started offering it because we just had a lot of people from out of town that were going to stay and stay with Mount Sequoia cancel their reservations. But we've noticed that people still want to kind of have that vacation experience, especially in the summer. We thought, what better way than to try and do that in your own hometown? So just getting out of your house, out of the daily grind, so you don't have to see the laundry or the cleaning or all the things that you have to do. Mount Sequoia offers a great opportunity for people to have that vacation experience and to get away from the day-to-day stuff, but to not have to take the risk of traveling very far.
Close to the center's main office, Melissa Caffrey, the camp director and programs manager for Mount Sequoia, talks to a camper as she slips on her backpack, getting ready to go home.
We can walk over. Did you have such a good day today?
She says it's just nice to finally have people back on the sprawling campus, even with new restrictions in place.
And so campers over 10, of course, are required to wear masks, and we do extra social distancing for everyone, so that makes it seem like it's less of games. So how can we keep our space? Some campers have personal pancake. They do zombie walk. It's truly been a breath of fresh air to have the campus full of these 5 to 12-year-olds still laughing and playing, and then to see them interact, just craving friendship, craving playfulness and silliness and interaction has just helped, I think, me, the counselors and staff, and then even neighbors who see that, oh, it's happening. It's challenging, but there's still a way to do this. There's still a way for us to continue with life and move forward has been just so heartening to see.
And Gentry says in order to bring in staycation guests, the new safety guidelines and restrictions are necessary.
All of our office staff and site staff are also wearing masks. And then we've really increased the frequency of cleaning the high-touch common areas. We already had good safety standards as far as cleanliness in our rooms and our meeting spaces. We've just tried to up the frequency of cleaning, especially those high-touch common surfaces that are all over our campus.
She says not many locals have taken advantage of the special offers yet, but says that's not out of concern for safety.
We haven't had a lot of people take us up on it, and I think it's partly that they don't know that we're offering it. We haven't heard many people say that they don't want to leave their homes and come to a facility like ours. I think they just don't know a whole lot about what we offer and what they can do with us.
While the staycation packages were intended for summer vacations, Gentry says Mount Sequoia is looking at extending the offer through the fall.
So if people want to come up and do it in the fall, we would love to host them. Our rooms are not like your traditional hotel. So a lot of them you can enter from the outside and feel very much separate from anyone else. And then we have the 32-acre campus. So it's quite a large space that people can come in and enjoy, but still feel safe doing it.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.